A few weeks ago, Morning Edition ran a series of college application essays by five high school seniors, and many of you asked if the students had been accepted. All five of the essayists will be attending college. Richard Van Ornum of Cincinnati wrote his essay about the aftermath of a childhood car accident.
Up on the roof of the cathedral, it seemed to me the pieces of my life suddenly fell together. I realized that everyone is born with gifts, but we all run into obstacles. If we recognize our talents and make the best of them, we've got a fighting chance to overcome our obstacles and succeed in life. I knew what my gifts were, imagination and perseverance. And I also knew what my first obstacle had been, a runaway truck on a May morning with no compassion for preschoolers on a field trip. But I knew that the obstacles weren't impossible. They could be overcome. I was proof of that, walking.
Richard Van Ornum will study liberal arts at Tufts University in Boston. Amber Espinoza wrote about growing up in a working-class single-parent family in Los Angeles.
My mom and I have so many hopes for me. That's what I think about when I get up at 5:30 a.m. to take the bus to a better school in a better neighborhood. And I try to keep it in mind as I open my books to study on the bus on the way home from work. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to work part-time in a shoe store, but my mom really needs help with the bills and with my school expenses. I do get tired, but whenever I feel like giving up, I read the short note that my mom gave me on my 17th birthday. Thank you for all your efforts to succeed in your future. It is the best gift I receive day by day. I want to see you as a professional who is responsible for her own self. I love you, Mom.
Amber Espinoza will major in journalism at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Leo Stoschek's essay was about his schooling at home in rural New York.
Often on early spring nights, my mom would hand me a flashlight and head outside into the warm darkness. The peepers were calling and she was out to look for them. Crouching on all fours, we would stalk the tiny and elusive frogs for hours. Eventually, if we got lucky, we'd catch sight of one, with its throat bulging larger than the frog itself. Holding our breaths, we would remain crouched there, enthralled, until the little frog jumped into the darkness. The shrill whistle of thousands of spring peepers resonated deep within me.
Leo Stoschek will spend next year in Venezuela, then he plans to study natural resources at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Clayton Kennedy of Warrensburg, Missouri, wrote about his successful fight against anorexia.
The hospital gave me a calm reflection period, and in time, rational thought became less fleeting. Upon my release, I returned to my freshman year of high school, just over 4 months tardy. To say that the following period was plagued with failures is an understatement. I do not know if I will ever engage in a more difficult or perverted battle in my life. To actively fight oneself is insidious business. At all times, I betrayed part of myself, causing emotional endurance to be nearly impossible to regain. I had to quadruple any willpower I had used in starving myself to now replenish my masterpiece.
Clayton Kennedy will attend Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York. Leah Nobler of Cincinnati wrote about growing up in the shadow of her high-achieving older brother.
Having an older brother like mine, I often get asked, how does it feel to be Jonah's younger sister? Most people assume my answer will be filled with self-pity. My life has been awful because I can never measure up to what he achieves, and I will always be stuck in his shadow. But the truth is different. I genuinely respond, my brother is one of a kind, and living with him has been an experience I wouldn't trade for anything.
Leah Nobler will also attend Tufts University in Boston. Of course, many, perhaps most, high school seniors are not so fortunate. Commentator Vincent Shaw says he's still haunted by his college rejections.
This time last year, I called home every afternoon right before tennis practice. Hey, Ma, did I get any mail today? My mom replied, yeah, there are a couple letters for you. My heart sank. I could tell by the disappointment in her voice. The letters were thin, rejections. Without saying goodbye, I hung up the phone. I knew I had let my mother down. I am the only child, the only son. I have on my shoulders all my mother's hope. The sole purpose for her bringing me to the United States was for me to get a good education. The financial troubles, the language problems, all the hardships were swallowed for my sake. Getting into a good college is what I had worked for, what we had worked for. Over the next few weeks, I was rejected by all my first-choice colleges. The second-rung schools that I got into were not acceptable for the proud son of a proud Asian woman. I had failed. All those sleepless nights spent studying, all those hours pouring my heart and soul into the applications, all those years, all for nothing. There was no time for tears, though. I had to keep my head up. I had to prove to my mother that the struggle was not in vain, that she has raised a good son. I could not accept being a loser. There are so many of us who did not get into the colleges we wanted. Are we somehow inferior to those who got in? Am I inferior? A friend of mine just gave up. After a semester at community college, she decided to stop playing the college game. A citizen of the United States, she's going back to Taiwan as a foreign exchange student. She'll study veterinary medicine at Taipei University. I resolved to soldier through this, but I needed a fresh start. I decided to go to community college and apply to a prestigious four-year college in 2 years. I would have to count points and credits as if they were grains in an hourglass. I would have to do it all over again. It's been a year now, and I am so tired of trying. I do not know if I have more to give, more than the last time. But getting into a prestigious college is a matter of pride. My mother can't even announce my name in front of her friends without feeling shameful. I cannot let this go on. I will get into the college I want, even if it ends me.
The comments of Vincent Shaw, who attends Santa Monica Community College and writes for LA Youth Magazine.